First of all, let's just update on what's been happening over the last month. You're a busy man. Let's recap on that great night at the MGM Grand and that fight against Howard Riess. You really couldn't have had a better start to your professional career.
Yeah, well, that's it, Chris. You know, it was a dream venue. It was a dream start to my professional career. You know, boxing in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas is where all the legends, all the world champions have boxed before and made their name, you know, and for me to get in there in my first fight and put on a performance that I did and have such a great one in my pro debut, it was, I couldn't really ask for better, to be honest.
And for people who maybe aren't keen followers of boxing, I mean, this is as good a venue as you can possibly be in.
Well, as a boxer, being in the sport, it's number one in my eyes. You know, it's any big fights, you know, the likes of Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, any of these guys, any world title fights, it's on pay-per-view. This is where it's at, and it's an absolutely amazing venue. It's just it's something else. It's like a small town inside a hotel the size of the place. It was a brilliant experience.
Now, the whole build-up to it, I know a lot of people here in Donegal and throughout Ireland were watching things on social media and, you know, with the internet now, we do have so much more access. But, you know, for yourself, you could see, I mean, the excitement, even things like the press conference beforehand, it's all done on a grand scale.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it was all a big surprise to me. You know, I've seen all this on TV, but when you're actually sitting up there with the likes of Canelo and Lara, Oscar De La Hoya, Bernard Hopkins all sitting chatting to you, and just you in the middle of everything, it was a great experience for me, you know, and I really enjoyed every minute of it, you know, because it's where I've dreamt of being since I was a young kid, you know, but I'm still in the background, I'm still at the bottom of the ladder, you know, my aim is to get up there and to be the main reason, to be the main event on a show at the MGM Grand. That would be an absolute dream come true for me, you know, so I have a long way to go and a lot of hard work and a lot of tough training sessions, tough fights, a lot of digging deep to go yet, so you just have to keep ahead, keep focused and keep working hard.
Yep, now, a few months back, you had to make that big decision whether to turn pro. I mean, things have gone so well for you at amateur level. There was a real prospect of going well in the Olympics, and Golden Boy Promotions, one of the biggest names out there in boxing. When you look back now, I mean, it was a huge decision, but I'm sure absolutely no regrets.
Oh, definitely not. You know, that's why it took me and my father so long to come to grips and the amount of chats we had about it and sitting down and talking about it, you know, it took a really long time and it was something that I wasn't used to, you know, dealing with contracts and paperwork and stuff like that there. It was just getting me into a gym and I'm dead on, you know, it's a different side of boxing, a scene, but I can't say I have any regrets, not at all, you know, I love it every minute of it. I don't even have time to think about the move and about amateur boxing or nothing. I'm just absolutely 100% focused now. And my next fight coming up on August 16th, and you know, I'm buzzing and ready to go.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the next fight, the StubHub Centre, is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the StubHub Centre in Carson here in LA. It's where the LA Galaxy play. Soccer team, you know, so it's a beautiful outdoor venue. When we first came over here before my last pro fight, me and my father went down, we got tickets to the Guerrero and Kamagachi fight, and it was a world title fight. Lomachenko and all was on the bill that night. It was an absolutely great night, so it was. And just sitting there watching, I was saying, gee, I'd love to get a fight down here sometime, it'd be great. And, you know, now here's my second fight, and I'm there, and another great venue. And, you know, it's all thanks to my management team, Shear Sports, and my promotional group, Golden Boy, because these are the guys that put these shows on and these great venues on these great undercards. We Like the one I'm fighting now is another world title undercard, Kell Brook and Sean Porter. You know, so it's great to be in the mix at such a high level at the start of my career.
And at this stage, your opponent, have things been finalised?
Yeah, there's been talks already of a few opponents, but I'm not too sure if there is one definite pick yet. I haven't heard any word yet, but I'm sure there's a... I'll let my father and my team deal with that there, and the last week or so I'll sit down and concentrate on the game plan then on my opponent, you know. So I don't have any names yet of who I'm fighting, but I'm sure there's a few floating about in the background there. Yeah.
Now, of course, a huge change for your whole life, the professional world, all the training and everything. You'll be glad to hear that it's wet and windy and cool enough here. The climate is another thing you have to adapt to.
Oh, that's it. You know, it's something I'm not used to out here, waking up every day, the sun's shining. It's great, you know, the weather's great. Like, it always puts a smile on your face every time you wake up and there's nice weather, the sun's out, and but getting used to it and getting into the training, you know, the gyms are always braving warm. Some gyms have air conditioning, some gyms don't, because I try to travel about the gyms, get as many spars as I can and get my experience up there as a professional and just get in and learn the game as much as I can from all different styles, all different types of opponents. And getting used to the heat is definitely, and the time difference, you know, I think it's 8 hours altogether, the time difference, you know, so that's why we've came out here so early before my last fight and everything as well, because all these things come into consideration big time, you know, and now I'm well capable of getting used to the heat and used to the time difference, and everything's been going great.
Well, Jason Quigley here with us on Highland Radio this afternoon from California. You're based in Los Angeles, Jason?
I am. I am based here in Santa Monica. Oh, I'm living in Marina Del Rey at the minute, and we're based in LA at the minute. So
what does your sort of typical week involve? You know, how many days a week are you training? How many hours a week are you training?
Well, I'm training twice every day, Monday to Friday. I'll have one session on a Saturday and then chill out on a Sunday and get ready for another hard week of work. So I've one more real tough week of training ahead of me now next week. And then the week coming up to the fight will be all nice, relaxed, keeping the weight down, staying nice and sharp, nothing too hectic, and letting the body recover from all the hard training and taking it into condition for my fight in August 16.
And in terms of going from amateur to professional, the training and the expertise and things, what would the big differences be?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really get to experience much of it in my first fight, but in sparring and stuff like that, you know, there's a lot of wee tricks and different wee things that isn't in the amateur game, but for the likes of no headgear and the scoring system, I boxed in the World Championships with no headgear for 5 fights, and it was a 10-9 scoring system, and I also boxed in the LA Matadors as well out here a few years ago, and that was no headgear and 10-9 scoring system. So the big changes I was used to, because I've done it all before, but then it's when I get into the 6 rounds, 8, 10, 12 round fights, that's where I'm gonna have to start learning the game and getting a lot of experience, because that's when it changes. Because I'm just not used going over 3 rounds, because I've always went as an amateur a 3-round fight, you know. So just have to get used to going past the 3 rounds and just adapting to more rounds, 8, 9, 10, 12 round fights.
Well, your dad has always been hugely supportive with you right down through the years, and indeed many people from involved in boxing in Donegal. And I know for that first fight there, I mean, quite a few had flown out, particularly from Rafoe and the Twin Towns, and great always to see the Donegal people in a crowd, no doubt, especially at the end.
Ah, definitely. You know, my father's been there from day one. He's got up and came with me here to America. You know, he's been the man in my corner since my first fight, so I don't think there's any point in changing it. Everything's been going great, and he knows me better than I know myself, to be honest. All the people that came over, absolutely amazing. So it was, I got on the scales the day before the fight in MGM, and the crowd was roaring, and I looked up, and there was a big Donegal flag and a few Donegal jerseys. I was like, Jesus, like, being back at home with us. They're all piled in the middle of all the Mexicans and everything, you know. So it was great. It was great to see a bit of home out here, and to see the support coming out, you know, was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So all going according to plan. Finally, Jason, looking forward, what's basically the game plan for the next 6-12 months?
The next 6 to 12 months, you know, I'm going to keep busy. Providing I stay injury-free, everything's going well, I want to keep busy, I want to get into the ring as much as I possibly can, you know, so... But as I says, I just have to take one fight at a time, because every fight's a world title fight to me. If I don't keep stepping up the ladder, you know, you're never going to get that opportunity and that shot to fight for a world title. So every fight is just as important. You have to win every fight, because every fight is one step closer to the big one. So it's just staying focused. Let's concentrate now on August 16th, and providing everything goes well there, I hope to be back in the ring then again before Christmas.